We were talking about leadership, and joining us in studio right now is the CEO of Education Africa. His name is James Erdang, and welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you, Kathy.
It's long overdue, actually.
Yes.
Okay, so I see that Education Africa, one of the things that you do is you're growing leaders. How do you do that?
Well, we have a number of programs from early childhood development right through to tertiary. Leadership we do through our debating program. In fact, we have a program called the South African Model United Nations, which is one of the biggest school leadership programs. So we're just unfortunate that the last 2 years have been held for funding reasons, but it normally runs in over 500 schools, and it teaches students leadership skills. In fact, at one stage, 60% of the SRCs in this country had our students' alumni on them.
Incredible. Yeah. And I see that you also won an international award. Mazel tov.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's incredible. How did you get into education?
Well, I've been involved. I started back in 1989. I came from a very open family, and I went to a nice Jewish day school called St. Lydian's College.
Did you? You went to Saint.
Yeah, I
very
went
nice.
To Saint. And
Erdang must have been very easy for you.
Yeah. But they knew that what sort of thing that I wanted to do at school, and they knew what sort of kid I was. And they started school in the Lowveld called Penrhyn College.
Yes.
And they needed some political inroads there. And I assisted them with there because I was starting Education Africa at the same time. And the organization's grown over the years. I mean, we the biggest trainers in marimbas, which I let the rabbi talk about in the country. CNN's had two documentaries on us on that. We've got early childhood trainer programs at SACWA NKF 4. In fact, we've got 150 students starting with us with Africa.
Okay, so hold on one second. So can we just talk about SACWA, South African Qualifications Authority?
Yes.
And NQF is National Qualifications
Framework.
Framework 4. So these are the degrees and the things that you
correct.
Can do. Okay, so it means that you're recognized as an educational institution.
Yeah, no, we
okay, good.
Very much do
okay.
Certified training as well.
Okay, great.
Obviously, marimbas is skills training, it's not certified.
But it's wonderful. I was wondering where all these marimba bands were coming from.
Yeah, we have over 1,000 kids a week in the program, and I think a lot of that's got to do with Sydenham Shul and the Sounds of Celebration program, and specifically Rabbi Stern.
That's a very nice way to segue into Rabbi Stern, who joins us right now. Rabbi Yehuda Stern from the Shtibel Shul in
Sydenham. Nice to be here, thank
you. It's lovely to have you here. I've never interviewed you. Ever.
Always
have
a first.
I know.
I was actually
also long overdue.
I actually gave a talk a shiur when you founded Chai FM.
Yes.
12 years ago.
Yes, you're right. It's about 12 years ago.
I've given other talks throughout those years.
Yeah, I think we need.
But
to
we've never been here to talk about Sounds of Celebration. So
no. So let's talk about it. It's happening next week, Tuesday. What is Sounds of Celebration?
Sounds of Celebration is a joint project of Education Africa, where Education Africa, throughout all the years, has been catering to the wider underprivileged Black South African youth. And 6-7 years ago, James approached me and said, let's partner together and bring the Jewish organizations and shul and community into helping not just their own, but the wider community too. So Sounds of Celebration is a project that runs the entire year. We raise money to purchase marimbas, which the marimbas are then donated to community centers and schools in underprivileged areas. And we then train the teachers and the students on how to play these marimbas throughout the year. So it creates an extra activity, extra mural activity for children in afternoons, keeps them off the streets, keeps them busy. And we build them up to show them how they can become leaders, even within the musical industry. They can't read notes, but they can still play marimbas.
Oh, got ears, right? So you teach them
how to play. Exactly. So once a year, we want to show them what their talent can do, and we bring them onto a stage at Emperor's Palace. Emperor's Palace are sponsors of ours, and we have a concert once a year where we have over 180 performers on one stage. It's not a primary school, you know, puppet show. It's a world-class production, lights, cameras, music, and all.
Are we going, Simon?
Led by our musical director. Our musical director is Joan Lithgow. She works on behalf of Education Africa. She trains related
to John.
Joan? No, not that I know of.
Oh, isn't there a very famous actor John Lithgow?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Joan Lithgow, yeah. So she's the marimba specialist at Education Africa. She trains the children at all the schools throughout the year, and she puts together this unbelievable 90-minute production at Emperor's Palace. And we actually have three shows. We do two matinee shows where we bus in 1,000 children, mostly underprivileged children who don't normally get to sit in a theater and watch an arts and culture event and concert like this. So we do two daytime shows. And then there's a public evening, and that's what we're here to talk about with you.
That's amazing.
On
so
Tuesday
that's
the 25th.
That's happening next Tuesday night.
Exactly. Tuesday night, 25th at Emperor's Palace.
Absolutely amazing.
And we're going to have, together with the 180 performers, we're going to have quite a big mix. So the children are coming from all different backgrounds. And we're also going to have some of the Jewish community represented there. So King David has a two marimba bands that are joining King David School. And Sydenham has its cousin, Yudi Cohen, together with a new choir who are going to be singing together. They'll be backed up by marimbas and steel pans and all sorts of exciting instruments.
Isn't that incredible?
That's actually awesome.
And hey. the theme or the hashtag of the night, really, of the project is social cohesion.
Yes.
Where through music you can actually blend communities together.
Isn't it amazing that? Because it's such a nice analogy that even looking at the Jewish community, you know, you've got religious, you've got non-religious, you've got people with different opinions on Israel. We all our own instruments, but when we play together, we can make, and that message is so true for South Africa.
Absolutely. Today. So I was very touched when James came to us and offered us to join together. You know, as a rabbi, I focus most of my time on the Jewish community.
Yes.
But from time to time, to spend some time, you know, raising money and changing lives of underprivileged South African youth out of our
Doesn't
community.
Doesn't that feel amazing?
It's unbelievable. And seeing these kids in the theater at Emperor's Palace is like world changing. It actually gives hope. It gives a sense of hope that we're actually getting somewhere and we're able to work together to change people's lives.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right. So, the tickets for the Sounds of Celebration concert taking place next Tuesday night, the 25th of February, 2020. The performance starts at 7:45. It's at Emperor's Palace. That's the one out by O.R. Tambo. And the ticket costs between 70 Rand and 130 Rand. Go and support it. A wonderful, wonderful cause. And you know what I love most about this is that it is proper tikkun olam. It is going out and it is lifting up the people around us. And if there's anything that's more true to us, I don't know what it is, then just fix the world, lift people up. So are we giving away tickets apparently?
So we are, Kathy.
How many tickets are we giving away?
I will start with today. If you want, if you want to broadcast this the whole week, I'll give you as many as you need.
Really?
We're offering two sets of tickets today.
Oh, fantastic. So two pairs. So four people.
Exactly.
So you and a pal. Good win. What's our question? Do we have a question? What is the name of the institution?
Who trains these children? On the marimbas.
Right. We're speaking to the CEO. His name is James Erdang. So that's your only clue that you're going to get. As long as you haven't won on Chai FM in the last 90 days, you get to take home a pair of tickets if you're the first two. Fastest fingers first. 34519 is the SMS line or Telegram 0618951019. Rabbi Yehuda Stern, thank you very, very much. Just kol hakavod to you and well done on this amazing initiative. And James Erdang, CEO of the said company.
Non-profit.
Thank you very, very much. And just keep up the wonderful work.
Great.
You know, it's incredible because you teaching people life skills. Isn't it awesome?
It sounds absolutely awesome. I'm hearing in my mind Ndlovu youth choir, but with marimbas type of thing. That's what I'm seeing. Like
hundreds,
not shemzach at all.
Hundreds and hundreds.
Professional.
Yeah.
Can I quickly ask the rabbi a question?
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes. He's got a halachic question. This is big. Do we need
not
a drum
even
roll?
In the slightest. No halachic question from me at all. What is very important to me is Jewish identity and Jewish place in South Africa and the way that we are perceived. Do you think programs like this go any way to changing, to educate, to giving an insight into what could be perceived as quite an insular community?
Absolutely. They often ask, who is a rabbi and what is a shul and what is a synagogue and what are you doing here?
What is a Jew? Most South Africans have never met Jews.
Right. I've been to our recent hubs were in Hammanskraal. You know, go out there and they have no clue who you are. So introducing ourselves and showing who we are and what we represent and that we're not only worrying about ourselves, but it's definitely a process of education and it's through projects like these that were changing the narrative.
So are they engaging with you and asking the questions and why have you got a beard and et cetera, et cetera?
Not as much. I think they're seeing the generosity. They're seeing the care and the love that the Jewish community has. We haven't really engaged on a theoretical or theological level.
I wasn't talking theological at all. I was just a human level. you know.
Now, I'm sure they've got lots of questions they would love to ask me. When I go to a Marimba Hub, they don't normally engage with me on such a personal level, but it's more about, wow, we're just blown away by a community that we're not even aware of, we don't really understand. We understand Jewish, rabbi, synagogue, shul, thank you very much for caring for us. That's really what the message is about.
That's wonderful.
That's pretty awesome. Rabbi, you're probably doing more good than you even know.
Pebble in a pond.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Pebble in a pond. Thinking. Both exactly of you.
Amen.